KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, taking a look at baseball scores from Friday, it was Denison Schleswig over Atlantic 5-4. Cam down to Dare. Casey Guthrie center 7-6. Interstate 35 was a 4-1 winner over Southwest Valley in baseball. In softball action, Atlantic defeated Denison Schleswig 6-2. It was AHSTW over Missouri Valley 11-0. ADM downing AGWSR Ackley 10-0, and it was ADM over West Delaware by a score of 5-1. In other softball action, Boyer Valley down Woodbine 17-6. It was Central Decatur Leon over Bedford 10-9. Coon Rapids Baird beating Arweva 14-6. Council Bluffs TJ was a 16-6 winner over Red Oak. Martinsdale St. Mary's blew out East Union 11-0. Southeast Warren was a 5-4 winner over Mount Air in softball. West Harrison beat Glen Ralston 13-8. And it was Westwood over West Monona 4-2. In girls' regional soccer action Friday, the Class 1A, it was Helan Catholic over St. Albert 6-3, MOC Floyd Valley over Western Christian 2-1, Gilbert beating Panorama 5-0, and Trainer over Tri-Center 4-1. Also, Region 3 saw Nevada beat Creston 10-0 and Des Moines Christian over Harlan 4-0 in girls' regional soccer. In girls' team tennis action, the state team tournaments will be contested today. The Class 1A Final Four is being played at Burns Park in Waterloo. The Class 2A Final Four is being played at the University of Iowa Tennis Center in Iowa City. In the Class 1A semifinals, getting underway at 9 o'clock, it'll be Waterloo Columbus Catholic taking on Glenwood and Cedar Rapids Xavier versus Pella. The finals and consolations will follow at around noon. The Class 2A semifinals also getting underway at 9 o'clock. Include Iowa City West taking on Dowling Catholic and Ames versus Pleasant Valley. And again, their finals and consolations will be held at noon today. The University of Iowa men's basketball team will host Pittsburgh on Tuesday, November 27th on Mediacom Court inside Carver Hawkeye Arena as part of the 2018 ACC Big Ten Challenge. That was announced Friday by the league office. ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPNU will combine to televise all 14 games of the event, and all the games will be available to stream via the ESPN app. Tip times and network designations will be announced at a later date. The Hawkeyes have won their last two challenge games in Iowa City, topping Notre Dame in 2013 and outlasting Florida State in overtime in 2015. This will be Iowa's eighth all-time meeting against Pitt and the first as a part of the challenge. The Hawkeyes are 2-5 against the Panthers, but Iowa has won the last two matchups, winning 73-66 at Pittsburgh in 1950 and 103-70 in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 1976. This will mark Iowa's 18th appearance in the 20-year history of the challenge. Iowa finished the 2017-18 season with a 14-19 overall record. The Hawkeyes returned their top nine scorers and 11 letter winners, including honorable mention all Big Ten selections Tyler Cook and Jordan Bohannon. Pitt went 8-24 last season and was winless in ACC play in 2017-18. Jeff Capel is in his first season as the Panthers head coach after spending the past seven seasons at Duke. He was Mike Krzyzewski's associate head coach the past four seasons. Now, the ACC won last year's challenge by a count of 11-3 to retain possession of the Commissioner's Cup. The Big Ten has won five of the last nine challenges. The ACC and Big Ten split the 2012 and 2013 challenges, with each conference notching six victories. In Major League Baseball action from Friday, the Atlanta Braves' lead in the NL East has grown by more than one game. The Braves are currently 1.5 games ahead of the Nationals and Phillies after Mike Foltynewicz struck out 11 while firing a two-hitter in a 4-0 shutout of Washington. Meanwhile, the Phillies fell two games behind the Braves as Chris Stratton combined with three relievers on a six-hitter in the Giants' 4-0 shutout of Philadelphia. Stratton struck out seven and dropped his ERA to 4.50 by holding the Phils to four hits over six innings. Elsewhere in baseball, the Yankees earned a 4-1 win at Baltimore as Sonny Gray held the Orioles to a run and four hits in six innings in the Yankees' third straight win. The Yanks and Red Sox are back in a virtual first-place tie in the AL East after homers by George Springer, Carlos Correa, and Evan Gattis powered the Astros past Boston 7-3 on Friday. Seattle stayed one game behind the AL West-leading Astros as Mitch Haniger's home run in the 13th inning completed the Mariners' 4-3 triumph over Tampa Bay. Albert Pujols cracked his 622nd career home run, and Ian Kinsler supplied a two-run blast as the Angels whipped the Rangers 6-0 to stay 5.5 games off the AL West lead. Eduardo Escobar drove in four runs with a pair of homers, and the Twins' bullpen worked three shutout innings to complete a 7-4 victory over the Indians. Cleveland ended a six-game winning streak and saw its lead in the AL Central trimmed to 3.5 games over Detroit. Meanwhile, the Tigers won their third in a row as Nicholas Castellanos went 3-for-4 with a solo homer and a 5-2 decision over the Blue Jays. The Athletics clobbered the Kansas City Royals 16-0 behind two homers apiece from Matt Olson and Dustin Fowler. The Mets are under 500 for the first time this season after the bullpen wasted a nice performance by Zach Wheeler in a 7-4 loss to the Cubs. Chris Bryant provided the tie-breaking single and the Cubs' fifth victory in six games. The Cubbies are within three games of the NL Central lead following the Brewers' 8-3 loss to the White Sox. The Sox received 5 2/3 innings of hitless relief in helping the team end a four-game skid and improve to 18-37. Jameson Tyon was sharp in the Pirates' 4-0 shutout of the Cardinals yesterday, yielding just three hits over eight innings. Adam Frazier had two hits and scored twice as Pittsburgh handed Miles Mikolas his first loss in seven decisions of the season. Mikolas surrendered just one earned run over six innings. Chris Taylor, Yasiel Puig, and Matt Kemp were the hitting stars as the Dodgers outscored the Rockies Friday 11-9. The Diamondbacks' 9-1 rout of the Marlins put Arizona within a half a game of Colorado for first place in the NL West. The Reds won a matchup of cellar dwellers between Scooter Jeanette's solo shot and Jose Peraza's three hits and three RBIs in a 7-2 thumping of the Padres. In baseball news, Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw is back on the DL, this time with a strained lower back. The three-time NL Cy Young Award winner experienced back tightness during his five-inning outing against the Philadelphia on Thursday, his first appearance since spending nearly a month on the DL with the left biceps tendinitis. Kershaw is 1-4 with a 2.76 ERA in eight starts this season. Giants lefty Madison Bumgarner will make his season debut Tuesday night at home against the Diamondbacks after recovering from a broken pinky on his pitching hand. Bumgarner has been out since March 23rd when he was hit by a line drive from Kansas City's Whit Merrifield in the Giants' final spring training game. The Tigers, meanwhile, have activated Miguel Cabrera from the 10-day DL. Cabrera was hitting .323 with a .924 OPS when he went on the disabled list on May the 4th with a hamstring strain. Boston outfielder Mookie Betts is on the 10-day disabled list with a left abdominal strain. Betts is batting .359, leads the majors with 52 runs scored, and is among the leaders with 17 homers, 37 RBIs, and 13 stolen bases. The Red Sox have formally released infielder Henley Ramirez a week after he was designated for assignment. The Red Sox are responsible for the $15.25 million remaining on his contract, but the movement allows the team to avoid his $22 million salary for 2019. Ramirez is hitting .254 with six home runs and 29 ribbies in 44 games this season, but he carved out a .163 batting average last month. Also in baseball news, the Nationals have reinstated outfielder Brian Goodwin from the DL after he missed 39 games with a left wrist contusion. Meanwhile, Washington left fielder Adam Eaton will begin a rehab assignment this weekend following a 46-game absence due to a bruised left ankle bone. The Rockies have reinstated second baseman DJ LeMahieu and placed outfielder David Dahl on the 10-day DL with a broken right foot. LeMahieu was placed on the DL May the 4th with a sprained left thumb. And the pitcher Zach Davis has landed on the Brewers' 10-day DL with a right rotator cuff inflammation. Milwaukee has filled the roster spot by recalling first baseman outfielder G-Man Choi from AAA Colorado Springs. Hits exceeded strikeouts in the majors in May after a historic number of whiffs in April. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, there were 7,033 hits and 6,971 strikeouts in May, compared to 656 Ks and 6,360 hits the previous month. The strikeouts per game dropped to 16.75 in May from 17.5 in April, and that's a record for a full calendar month. That's a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.